Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The score!
That's it. You people have stood in my way long enough. I'm going to Clone College.
Good luck with all of that. Thanks to Layla Rahimi for being here today. Dan will be back tomorrow. That is, of course, if he's not in a food coma. From what it is, it sounds like he is preparing for everyone for the Seder tonight.
For all of our Jewish friends, be safe when you drive home.
Very important. Got to be safe. Thanks to Studs, to Ray, to Connor O'Donnell, and Old McDonald.
At a farm.
Thanks to Kevin Lapka for just being here and around.
I didn't see Lapka today.
He's here. He was in the hallway. I even saw Joe Ostrowski today. That made me smile.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday, Mike. Yeah.
So Studs will have no extra thank yous. Kevin Lapka? No. You didn't do anything. We will not thank him.
Yeah. Lapka's my dude. That's
right. No, you can thank him. I just didn't. You said you saw him here, and I was like,
hallway a little while ago, down a couple booths. So he was doing. Tomorrow, Who's Your Guy returns with Dan at noon. He won't have to call in tomorrow. He'll be able to actually do it.
Our guy Ian Happ returns too.
Well, is he returning to the lineup though? These are the questions.
Those are big questions.
Try men's souls. That's for sure. Parkins and Spiegel is just Parkins today.
It's true. Because
hello, Parkins.
Hello, Holmes. Does anyone call you Holmes?
Yeah. I mean, it's a nickname that's pretty, what's up, Holmes?
Like, well, yeah. Yeah.
That one happens a lot. There are a lot of acceptable ones for me. Holmes.
Hey, what's up, Holmes?
That's Lance Briggs. That was actually a pretty good night, because that was like a Thursday night before the NFC Championship game.
Nice.
That they played in. And he was just driving, and he's called.
That's great. That's great.
And he was talking about like what it would feel like to win the NFC Championship, and they did that.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Then they didn't know what it was like to win the Super Bowl.
Correct.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's still pretty great to win the NFC. Holmes, Holmesy, LLH, LWH, those are all acceptable.
Okay.
Big six, because my number was six in college, so there's that.
Got a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
For you.
When I was in high school, my friends in Chicago Heights thought my name was too fancy. So there's a
what's
little
with that U.
I mean, there's a little enclave of Chicago Heights that is in the HF school district. So my friends from the Heights would call me Leroy instead of Lawrence but I looked at it as a term of endearment, so it was okay.
Okay. So, but I'm not from there, so I can't call you Leroy.
No.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It doesn't sound great when you say it.
The way I say it, specifically me?
Yeah.
I get it.
But yeah,
Leroy.
There's a bunch that you know.
It didn't sound
there's
natural.
There's only one that I don't like.
That you don't like?
Yeah.
Oh, Larry?
Yeah, that's just, I don't look like,
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the only one.
Yeah, I get it.
But everything else is up for grabs. Whatever. Idiot, you know, more, well, like, all that stuff.
I would never think, but professor, not say.
Doc. Profess-
yeah. Sir.
Sir, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Sir works for you. No, I'm kidding.
His Highness, His Royalty, His Eminence. Yeah, Holmes and Holmes. That's a good one. What up, Holmes?
Yeah.
What up, Holmes? Yeah.
Yeah. That. I mean, that one writes itself.
That's catchy.
But Holmesy was my hockey.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
When Edzo gave me Parksy, that was big.
Because Brent Sopel and I used to do Sports Sunday together.
He gave you Holmesy.
Yeah, I was Holmesy.
Yeah.
So that works too.
I just assumed that I was like, I'm never going to have a hockey name. And then Edzo gave me a hockey name. This is the greatest
thing
ever.
He didn't go, I thought maybe Parko would be your.
Yeah. I got called Parko when I interned up the dial when I was interning on Mac, Yurko, and Harry.
By Yurko?
By, yeah, it was a.
That feels like a Yurko.
Yeah, it was a combination of Yurko and Danny Zetterman because there couldn't be another Danny. And so that was his contribution, and so they obviously already had a Yurko, so they just went with a Parko. So that stuck around for a while, and I was fine with that. But yeah, I thought that would have been the hockey name too. But Parksy,
I like that,
and he's the only person that calls me that. So it's like a special thing that we have.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
I don't know if it's special to him, but it's very special to me.
Why not?
Yeah,
who doesn't love Edzo?
He's got a. Basically 100% approval rating, except with the Blackhawks.
Correct. Yeah, as soon as like I said that, I was like, oh, yeah, there was one there was one entity that didn't love him as much as they should have continued loving him.
Just happened to be the team that employed him.
Yeah.
Kind of like Benetti.
Yeah.
We have a weird track record.
I was talking to a friend of mine who, huge White Sox fan, and she's up in Detroit. And I hadn't talked to her in a while, and I'm like, oh, yeah, like, you got Benetti.
Yeah.
She's like, I know. And he did the Michigan game this past weekend, too. And I'm like, yeah, versatile broadcasters.
Yeah. Versatile, smart, talented, funny.
Yeah.
Inspiring.
It's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to say that I'm happy for them, but I'm not.
I am. Because I you'll find out. I think you're going to have a great time in Detroit when you guys go up there for the draft.
Yeah, I've spent no time there.
No
meaningful time.
If the weather's going to be pretty nice, right? Like, I think I think it's going to be like mid 60s. You're going to love it up there. Like, downtown Detroit is popping right now.
Well, and I'm sure it'll be bringing out its A game for Thursday and Friday. And we're right there. The Buffalo Wild Wings is like right
at Ford Field.
Yeah, it's right in the chaos of wherever the downtown hang is. So, you know, I saw someone tweet, you know, are we doing like a meetup? The only reason we don't have anything like formal for that is we're going to be on at night on Thursday, and we're like kind of upstairs at the Buffalo Wild Wings, but we're going to be around. So
sure.
If Bears fans want to come to B-Dubs, just come find us. It's kind of an impromptu thing, but that's where we're going to be. It's going to be a good time.
It's good. It's always good when we get an opportunity to go on the road. It's bigger.
Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, it's going to probably create a few logistical headaches, but that's okay. And I know that, Tanny's in, we're in good hands with that. And then Lapka and Connor, I think, have done, I mean, last year looked incredible. It looks like, we had HD cameras, and we got video producers and graphics. I mean, it's a real draft alternative. You know, we got Wani and Manley as our analysts, me and Spiegs there, Grody at Hallis Hall, Shane in the underbelly of the draft, like whatever a press pass gets you, Shane has that for the draft. So, you know what I mean? He's going to be trying to bump into Carl Williams and Lincoln Riley and whomever else. So we're going to be on from as soon as the Cubs game ends through the Bears' second pick. So whatever that is, we're estimating 9 p.m. Something like that. So
I love it.
So you know what I mean? Like it's going to be weird and different and fun, but also hopefully kind of insightful. It should be really good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And we were, Layla and I were talking today on the idea of, we all know who's going number one.
Yeah.
Now, what would you set as the over under on time on the clock before the pick is made.
They'll take the time.
All of it, right?
Yeah, they'll take the time.
All of the time.
They'll take the time. Yeah, they'll take the time. They should. I mean, it should be mandated to, and I would hate it if it's any other team. But when it's our team, take the time, make them talk about you, make them talk about Keenan Allen, make them talk about winning seven games, make them talk about the Bryce Young trade.
It's 10 minutes of TV time that you can't buy.
And it's uniquely positive.
Yes.
You weren't the worst team in the league. This is someone else being the worst team in the league, but you swindled them to talk about a team that was not great by any means, but a seven-win ascending team that gets this excellent quarterback prospect. So, yeah, I, for the Kevin Warren side of the business, I hope they take all of it.
Yeah. They're going to take all of the
they
time.
They should. They should take all of the time.
It's almost like a victory lap, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Here's how you got here.
Yeah. Like, they can't get hammered in the war room because you've got the ninth pick, so you got some other things to do. But I would be very inclined, if they didn't have the ninth overall pick, if I was Ryan Poles, to turn
put your
in
feet up.
Yeah, to turn in that card tipsy. Like, I've done months and months of work.
With cocktail in hand?
Yeah, we know who it is. We are excited about it. Here we go. I am spiking the ball. Caleb Williams.
It's pretty hilarious.
I mean, are
like
you...
Like, the idea of it. Like, the idea of, like, Ryan Poles is Dean Martin walking up there with the card.
Yeah.
With his name in crayon. You know who we're taking.
Yeah. Say my name.
Yeah.
Like, do the Heisenberg thing.
Well, you know, my son wrote this. I didn't even write this. My son wrote this in crayon because we all know who we take it.
You know exactly who I am. Say my name. Caleb Williams. Are you fully on board? Because you were a little bit of like a Jaden over Caleb guy.
Oh, yeah.
Are you fully on board?
Yes. Okay. I do think it's weird that... I am convinced that Jaden is the second best quarterback in this draft.
Okay.
And I think it's weird that now it's like, well, maybe J.J. McCarthy, and I am uncomfortable with that.
I don't get the McCarthy thing.
At all.
I do get the Drake May thing.
I get it because of the measurables.
Yeah, and doing more with less, and the type of arm talent you need to have when guys like Allen and Mahomes and Herbert exist, he has that. He has the I can throw the ball over the mountain kind of arm talent. So I...
Uncle Rico?
Yeah, exactly. I've seen, you know, youngest brother, family full of athletes, overachiever, crazy athletic ability. You can mold him to how you want, you know, because he's kind of raw, which has been a lot of the big success stories recently. So I has some bad film, but has some pretty incredible playmaking film. Like, I remember watching that game against Duke live, and I was like, oh, boy, that guy is taking shots and delivering throws and playing game late into overtime and just, like, kept coming and coming and coming. Like, I was like, that dude's a player. So I get the Drake May thing, personally. And I would struggle with this with Jaden Daniels. And it's not fair, but I would, like, C.J. Stroud had all the talent in the world around him, is clearly great. Joe Burrow had all the talent in the world around him, is clearly great. Some guys have all the talent in the world around them and are elevated by it. I don't know if Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers,
right?
You know what I mean?
When are you making, compare that to what he was at Arizona State, which was a guy that everyone looked at and was like, this guy's got potential, but... It never quite happened, and he did have Brandon Ayuk with him at Arizona State for a little bit. So.
Well, right. He's older. Like, when he was Drake May's age, he had, like, 10 touchdowns at Arizona State. So I Jaden, the good is incredible, and it looks like Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean?
It's watching him run is so interesting because you're always, with him specifically, you're like, please get down because you're about to be destroyed.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to fall, and because he's legit like 210 pounds.
Yeah.
at 6 foot six or whatever he is. And you're like, please get down. But yet, he made some those long strides, man, make for really great highlights. I'm more struck by his ball placement. Like the accuracy, like where, now you're right. You got two guys that are probably going in the top 20.
Yeah, I'll be floored if he isn't a top 10 pick, and Brian Thomas will be a first round pick.
Right?
Yeah.
You had guys that were there helping you put up the numbers, but you also put the same thing with Joe Burrow. Like, look at what Joe Burrow had there with him at LSU, and he still put up great numbers.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, that part would be a question for me. And then the age and everything. So I'm just I would have Drake May too, but I get Jaden. And then the McCarthy thing apparently you apparently have to like know him. It apparently is like he's great on the whiteboard and he's really smart and he regurgitates play. You know what I mean? Which is very Mac Jonesy.
Yeah.
That was exactly what people said about Mac Jones.
But he's a better athlete than Mac Jones. I'm not going to damn him with that. Because, you know, like, I wasn't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Even as a Bama guy, I was like, not him.
No, I know. I know. But the McCarthy thing just feels like a little just like postseason hype-ish.
Yes, it feels like very Zach Wilson-y.
Yeah, but at least Zach Wilson, though, like had the I could throw the ball over the mountain Uncle Rico type stuff. This guy won and played at Michigan, and we played in big games that we all watched. You know, like no one watched Zach Wilson in college. So we're like, oh, maybe the traits are so special.
No, remember where we were back then. We all watched him because we kind of had to.
Sure, we were all trapped.
There was nothing else really going on.
We didn't watch him like we watched J.J. McCarthy.
Correct.
You know, so.
But we were watching him against Coastal Carolina.
Right. I watched a lot of J.J. McCarthy, and I never was like, well, that guy obviously is a 15-year starter in the NFL. So. It just seems a little strange.
It does, but this is what happens. But to me, all of that is excellent for the Bears.
Well, how about
bring them on up? You want to draft Bo Nix early? Feel free. Michael Penix has convinced Washington that he should be the guy. No, fine. Bring them all up there.
I've now heard it a couple of times. Penix at 8 to Atlanta. That would be one of the worst draft picks in the history of draft picks. That would be intergalactically stupid.
Intergalactically stupid.
The last three picks have been Drake London, Bijan Robinson, and Kyle Pitts. You just gave Kirk Cousins $180 million. Like, I get the argument. You're not going to pick 8th again for a while because Cousins is going to be good, so this is the highest you'll be. But you're going to take the 5th quarterback in the draft to sit him instead of taking a guy who could help Kirk Cousins win?
Correct.
I don't. Schefter talked about it today.
I know.
I was like, I don't get it. I don't get that one at all. Like, they take a defensive player, take a lineman to protect Kirk Cousins.
Uh huh.
Like, take a good player and try to win 11 games this year. What are you doing?
I was in the barbershop Saturday and they were watching the quarterback show.
Yeah.
And I really like that show did a lot with my relationship with Kirk Cousins. I was like, I kind of like him.
Yeah.
I think I kind of like him. What I really like, I don't know where that house was, but I really liked his house.
Yeah. Because I mean, his money goes a long way everywhere, but it definitely goes a long way wherever that house was.
It was in Michigan, though, right? It wasn't. I don't think it was in Minnesota. I think it was in Michigan.
It might have been. I don't know.
All I know is I was like, yo, like on the lake. And I get in the winter, probably not great there.
But he's probably got a couple houses.
Yeah.
he's probably got a couple houses.
Yeah. But I was sitting there going, man, I bet in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
That place is popping.
Yeah. All those kids.
Yeah. They're probably having like flag football games and stuff. And
yeah. Like, he seems like a good guy who loves his family, who works his ass off.
Isn't that the theme song goofy to Reba?
What? Single mom who works too hard, loved her kids, and never stops.
Yeah. I felt like that's kind of where Danny was going with that.
I was not going there.
I'm a survivor.
Gentle hands in the heart of a lion. Is that what she says?
Yes. Shout out to Reba. For real, for real.
Heart of a fighter.
You're right. Heart of a fighter.
Are you willing to admit that you have stopped watching the White Sox like our guys over there?
No, I have not stopped watching the White Sox.
Okay.
Here's the reason.
Good for you.
Danny, here's the reason why.
I'm just going to keep checking in every couple weeks on you to see when you give them up.
I know my partner is not watching them at all.
Yeah.
Anything.
That is also accurate.
He watches Bulls.
Well, that's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I still think that they are newsworthy because they're terrible. Plus, I want to try and give a fair chance to John Schifrin and see if his unwavering enthusiasm starts to waver.
Yeah.
And so far, it has not.
Southside, stand up.
That he needs to. I really wish someone would tell him to stop that.
I liked it the first time.
Well, you only had to hear it two other times.
I know, but
that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. I didn't know it was going to be a signature call for a win. I didn't know. I thought it was like a good first win call.
I wish that he would find that call instead of it feeling manufactured.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
Oh, no, of course it does. Of course it does.
So, but, you know, like, I was watching the pregame yesterday. Ozzie is still worth it.
Of course. It's just.
And then yesterday they gave you high comedy. They gave you high comedy with the rundown. Yesterday.
I can see that on Twitter.
True. But the thing is that I wasn't doing anything and I was waiting for the Cubs game to come on anyway.
Oh, no, of course.
You know?
I mean, it's occasionally on, but I'm not seeking it out and I'm not focusing on it. And I honestly don't know when it'll be main screen again.
It could be years.
That's what I'm saying. I think it might take a lot of things to happen.
I just think that not that we'll spend a lot. I think we spent 5 minutes on White Sox today.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like I know that people say, well, there's no reason to do anything because things are so bad. If you have a guy that came in and your team was supposed to win and he lost 100 games and then your team is supposed to lose, but they're not just losing, they're losing at a historic fashion, you gotta fire that guy. And this isn't one of those situations like the Bears where you're looking around at the Bears and going, well, if they fire Eberflus, who the hell is going to run the team?
Sure.
There is someone who has actually managed winning baseball sitting right there.
They'll get there.
I know.
They'll get there.
I just want to make sure we have all the evidence nice and mounted up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the person being like, they can say, well, you weren't even paying attention. oh, no, I'm paying attention. I'm making the case.
Well, they can say that about me if they want to. I'll be fine. Because you know what? You know all you need to do to pay attention is see three next to them in the win column. It's almost May.
Danny, you're averaging a win a week.
It's insane.
I feel like that's not good.
I don't know, but I don't think it's good.
A win a week.
We got.
That's bad, right?
It's a bad rate, man.
Say it with me. Southside, stand up.
Yeah, I
all right,
wish
forgive
it was...
me. Does he do that only on home games when they win?
No.
Or have they won a road game? Does he tell the Southside to stand up when they're on the road?
Yeah.
He shouldn't do that.
I just think that he.
Come on, Blue!
But I just wish he would find it instead of having it.
Yeah, that's funny.
It would feel better. But, you know, any port in a storm, right?
Or something. We have polls positioned today at 3 o'clock. We have Dan Wiederer at 4. David Haw is going to come on at 4:25. And emptying my Cubs notebook from the weekend. They played a lot of baseball games. There's like a lot of good and a lot of bad.
There sure is.
They are a endlessly fascinating team. And I don't know how AK is going to be able to keep his promise. So I want to talk about that as well. Words good, actions to make words not age poorly. I'm not sure. So we're going to get into that as well. Spiegs is off for the Seder. I'm Jewish. So I'm here today. Tanny's open. We'll kick us off. Parker's at Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.